Now to the story of a man who became something of a cause célèbre while being held hostage for 4 months by a shadowy group of Palestinian militants. When BBC correspondent Alan Johnston was kidnapped last spring, heartfelt calls for his release came from BBC listeners around the world. Johnston was the only Western journalist actually living in Gaza at the time. Freed in July, he recalls his experience in the new book, Kidnapped and Other Dispatches. Alan Johnston joined us from London. Welcome.
Hello.
What exactly happened the day you were kidnapped?
I came out of our BBC bureau in the center of Gaza City, and on that afternoon, I remember getting into my car, which was parked across the street, and I got just a couple of alleyways, and then a white car surging past me, forcing me to stop, and almost immediately a young guy with a pistol standing in front of my car, and then a man with a Kalashnikov too emerging from the kidnapper's car. Very quickly I was bundled into the back of that white car, and we were off, moving fast through the streets, the kidnappers laughing as they went through my pockets, and they put a black hood over my head, but through the wool of the hood I could see the sun flickering behind the high-rise buildings, and I knew that we were heading east and south towards the rougher parts of Gaza City.
You described the first place you were being held in captivity as a cell-like room with a sagging bed and a couple of plastic chairs. The only relationships you could have had at all were with your guards.
Sure, the guards would come in with food and so on, but other than that, it was an entirely isolating experience, a vast sensation that that you were being buried alive, and a fear that the world would simply move on. But on the 17th night, the guards came in with a radio, which I'd been asking for since the beginning of the kidnap. And suddenly there was that lifeline, that outlet to the outside world. I began to realize that many, many people around the world were starting to notice my trouble, if you like, and it was a great psychological boost.
You know, one of the most intriguing aspects of your kidnapping is actually your release, effectively, because Hamas took over Gaza. And of course, Hamas is a group that the U.S. and the European Union consider a terrorist organization. But for you, it made the difference between your being captive and free.
Absolutely. Hamas is determined to control the Strip, and part of that process was putting the sort of people that had captured me out of business.
Being actually released, that seemed to be the closest you got to being killed by your captors, or being killed with them.
The last night was certainly the blackest and most frightening period. The kidnappers seemed to blink or crack or whatever and decided to let me go. And that began the most terrifying ride of my life. The guards were furious, angry, no doubt, that the whole kidnap had come to nothing. And they were violent for the first time. And I remember as we approached the Hamas checkpoints, the guards just beside themselves with rage. And at one point, through the black hood that had been put over my head, I could see the muzzle of a Kalashnikov just an inch or two from my eye, and I heard the guards screaming the Arabic word for brain, and it was clear that he was saying if the Hamas men didn't get back, then I would get a bullet in the brain, I guess. But eventually we got through and pulled up in an alleyway, and I was hauled out of the car, and they drove off, and I turned a corner, and there, standing in a garden, was my old friend and colleague, Fayyad Abu Shamala from the BBC Arabic service. And in that instant, I knew that it was over and that I was free.
You're back in the UK now. Do you have any plans to return to Gaza?
I am really very, very well known in Gaza. If I went back now, after becoming as well known as I did, I can imagine there's a lot of people coming out to have a look at the guy who got kidnapped, who's come back. And sadly, I will have to steer clear of Gaza for a good long while, I think.
Thank you for joining us to talk about this.
Thanks very much indeed.
BBC correspondent Alan Johnston joined us from London. His new book is called Kidnapped and Other Dispatches.